They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees. And within this program, Alhamdulillah, we reflect over the accounts in the life of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their way of expressing their devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very unique, but it's also something for us to learn from. Inshallah, by listening to these episodes, we will gain inspiration, a passion to devote ourselves towards the deen of Islam, towards acting upon the way and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us commence by mentioning an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's reported by Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, supplication, dua, remains suspended between the heavens and the earth, and nothing of the dua ascends towards the heavens until you recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this statement of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when we perform dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will hear about the wondrous accounts of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and his devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will hear what is the most dearest thing to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam. We will also hear the story of Sayyidina Farooq Azam's concept of love and his accounts regarding when he was in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in light of a Quranic verse as well. We will also reflect upon his dua that he would recite often, which also expresses his devout love, as well as this, his obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he would follow, as well as many other companions. But Sayyidina Farooq Azam, on one account, exactly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he also followed suit. And finally, we will end on mentioning his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expressed when he would show love to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, without further ado, we will commence by mentioning the first account. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is stated in a beautiful hadith of Sahih Bukhari. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, we were in the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on this particular occasion the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu humbly said in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la anta أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا مِنْ نَفْسِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You are more dearer and beloved to me than every single thing except my own self. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then responded very beautifully, لَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِن نَفْسِكَ. Meaning, no, by Allah, the one in whose power my soul is, you will not have complete love until I become more beloved to you than your own self. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu humbly said, Wallahi, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِن نَفْسِي. Allah subhanallah. He replied by saying, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah that you are more beloved and dearer to me than my own self, than my own life. Listening to the reply of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an ya Umar. Subhanallah. Now, O Umar, your love is complete. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what do we learn from this account? We learn that this type of love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching is not just specifically for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, but rather this is for every single believer. That the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must exceed the love that we have for everything else, even our own soul. And if I give a worldly example, you can try to understand. The way a mother loves her children, the way a father loves his children, they do not want any harm to come to them. They try guiding them throughout their life. They try to prevent them from going near harm. They guide them in matters of worldly life. When they get older, to be mindful of how you use your wealth. Do not spend it extravagantly. Do not spend it lavishly. And do not spend wildly, but rather take care of your wealth, save some, look after your future. Our parents give us such unconditional love. Truly, such unconditional love cannot be given by anyone else except the parents. And within this love, the parents' devout love for their children, our deen tells us that even as a parent, the first love that we should have is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the deen of Islam, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then our love for our children is natural, and it's something which we should most definitely have within us. So dear viewers of Madani channel, I just want you to ponder over this particular point and this first incident. How much love do we truly have for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then, after you've answered that, how much love is that reflected in your appearance? Islamic brothers, reflect on their state. Islamic sisters, reflect on their state. And inshallah, you will see, you will be your own judge. The mirror will be in front of you. You will see your own self. And then ponder, am I truly following in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is my speech according to the teachings of Islam? We must speak kindly and lovingly to our parents. We must not cause them harm. We should not even say the word uff, which is the lowest level of discomfort. We should not even have, our parents should not even feel the slightest discomfort of our action, or even our ishara, our indication. For example, we turn our face away, or we shrug our shoulders, or even maybe it could be a sigh of a heavy sigh. This should not be the case, because if this causes discomfort to our parents, then we are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are displeasing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, those who claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must remember this point as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the maqam of our parents. So in following this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we must also keep these points in mind. Live our life the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully guided us. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when we ponder over the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beautiful sayings, we come across a very unique statement which highlights to the Muslims, whoever reads these books of a hadith. This in particular is cited in Sahih al-Bukhari, the most famous asahhu al-kutubi ba'da kitabillah, the most authentic book after the book of Allah is Sahih al-Bukhari. Within Sahih al-Bukhari, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present for us. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. MashaAllah. Many viewers of Madani channel may know this prophetic narration. None of you can become a true believer until I become, or I am, dearer to him than his father, meaning his parents and his children and all of mankind. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a Muslim loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything in this world. Our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam precedes every love, and it should supersede every single love. It should go past the boundaries of our love for other people in the world. Our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the essence of our life. If we do not have a true, loyal, sincere, and complete besotted love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for everything attached to him, his blessed clothes, his blessed sayings, his blessed city, his blessed companions, his blessed Ahl Bayt, his blessed children, if we do not have extreme love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we cannot become true believers. No matter how much salah we may offer, no matter how much Quran we may recite, no matter how much charity we may give, no matter how much good deeds we do in the court of Allah, but if our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is deficient, our iman is still weak. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us move on to another account which expresses the love of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are trying to comprehend this love, but truly this is beyond even our imagination and beyond any description, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would be remembered by Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, tears would begin to flow from the eyes of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. He would begin to cry and weep in the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu mentions, when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would speak regarding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would become saddened and he would weep in the court of Allah. He would begin to weep and he would state that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most merciful to all of the people. He was so merciful. He was a father to those who were orphans. To those who had no father, he was the support. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the bravest person amongst the people. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a luminous face, whose face was very luminous and shining, who was extremely sweet, kind, compassionate, who had a natural fragrance and eminence emanating from his blessed existence and wujud and his body. And according to lineage, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the most worthy, the most honorable, the most exalted lineage, and no one is like him from the predecessors as well as the successors. Subhanallah. And how does our pious predecessors mention the words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat are very beautiful. He says, He kalam-e-ilahi mein shamsu duha, tere chehrae noor faza ki qasam, qasam-e shab tar mein raaz ye tha ke habib ki zulfe dota ki qasam, tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujh sa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq husn o ada ki qasam. Subhanallah, the words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat are unique and matchless, and they further increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'd like to present to you another account in which we can clearly outline and see the extreme devotion that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had, the second Khalifa of Islam, for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it has been beautifully stated, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu, he narrated, when Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Al-A'zam radiyallahu anhu was appointed as the Khalifa. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu addressed the people from the minbar, from the pulpit, and said, Kuntu ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa kuntu abdahu wa khadimahu. Subhanallah. He says, I was blessed with the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore I was his slave and his servant. These are the words of the second Khalifa of Islam, the second greatest human being after the prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And a beautiful couplet, Main to kaha hi chahun ke banda hu shah ka, par lutf jab hai, keh de agar wo janab hoon. Subhanallah. What does this mean? I say that I am the slave of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the servant of the Messenger of Allah. But it will be the greatest of pleasure for me if, O beloved Prophet, you say that yes, you are my bondsman. Subhanallah. This is the desire of every Muslim and every true believer, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts us as his slave, as his servant. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true devotees. Because subhanallah, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my dear viewers, we lack in our characters as well as in our actions. And some people only take one or the other. It's seen in our society. You can understand, you can relate with me here, that you will see people, unfortunately, who perform a lot of worship. They perform their daily salah, they give their charity, they're very, very at the forefront when it comes to ibadat. But when it comes to their character, they lack a lot. They don't know how to treat their own family members. They're very abusive, they're very harsh toned, they're very disrespectful to their wives, to their children. And I speak to also the spouses as well, the wives, that they may be quite devout in their worship. But unfortunately, when it comes to respecting, honoring, speaking nice words to their husbands, to their spouses, unfortunately, our sisters are seen to be far from it. Even though they claim to be devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though they offer their salah, even though they're at the forefront of seeking Islamic knowledge, but they don't act upon the deen. So unfortunately, we have to ponder. And some people, they are very good in their akhlaq, mashallah. The way they speak to their family members is very good. They're very polite, they're very amazing. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters alike, we lack in our ibadat. We don't offer our salah on time. We don't remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enough. We don't recite the Quran often. We may not know how to recite the Quran, but we don't take steps further to learn how to recite the Quran. So my dear viewers of Madani Shamna, please, let us take a practical lesson from these beautiful accounts, that we ourselves, inshallah, we will become more brave now, and we will take on the role of becoming a practical devotee, a true devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, another sign that we can see in the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on one beautiful occasion, the verses of Surah Al-Balad were beautifully recited. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. I swear by this city, meaning of Makkah, for you, O my dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are in this city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on the entire city of Makkah. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides in this city. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, indicating to this blessed verse, it is mentioned in the Sharh of Zurqani that Sayyidina Umar Farooq A'zam radiallahu anhu humbly said before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Your exalted rank and status is so high that Allah Almighty took an oath of the sand beneath your blessed feet through the statement, through the ayah, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Subhanallah. Just from this statement of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, you can see devotion of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu pouring from his heart, out of his tongue, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. that look at the respect and honor and grandeur that Allah has given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what is in Makkah of Views of Madani channel, please ponder. What is in the blessed city of Makkah? The holy Kaaba Sharif, Safa and Marwa, Maqame Ibrahim, Zamzam water, the great lands, the holy mountains, everything is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath upon the city of Makkah. Why? Not for the Kaaba, not for these other blessed and exalted maqamat and stations and places, but because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers, you can clearly see from this the true status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the court of Allah. Subhanallah. And if we look at another account in the life of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his blessed dua that he would supplicate often in the court of Allah, what would he ask for? This dua also shows to us how much devotion Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Meaning, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me martyrdom in your cause, in your way, in your path, and let my death be within the blessed city of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of your beloved messenger. And this is in Sahih Bukhari as well. Subhanallah. And both of these du'as of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, they were answered. That he was also martyred, he attained the rank of martyrdom, and he also passed away, and he resides currently in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Subhanallah. May Allah have mercy upon him, and may he forgive us without holding us accountable for the sake of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madinatul channel, we are hearing many accounts from the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Let us listen to another account of the love of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, as well as his complete and devout obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, who is the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates this beautiful account, and he says that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, once wore new clothing. He radiallahu anhu then asked for a knife and said, O son, pull its long sleeves from the tips, from the beginning, and then cut it from the place ahead of my fingers. So that part which goes past my fingers, then trim, cut those with this knife. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, I cut it, but it was not cut straight. Rather, from top and the bottom. So there was ways in it. I humbly said, O my father, if it had been cut with a pair of scissors, it would have been easier and it would have been better. It would have looked nicer as well. He radiallahu anhu said, O my son, leave it the same, leave it as it is. Because I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut in the same way. I therefore cut my sleeves with a knife. When Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu had cut the sleeves, the clothing was in such a poor condition that the threads were falling down from it. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we can understand from this account how much devotion Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this with a knife. And just to emulate, just to copy that account of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did the same with his own clothing. It's his property, he can do as he wishes. And he did not care for the looks, but rather, he just wished to follow in the action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the final account that I would like to mention is regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's love for the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only for the blessed grandsons, Hassanain Karimain, but for the Ahle Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And truly, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when you truly love someone, when they are always on your mind, when you think about them, you remember them, you talk about them often, then everything attached to your beloved becomes beloved to you. And this is the same for the believing people, and for the greatest of the believers, the companions of the Prophet, and then amongst them, the second greatest companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his devotion and his attachment to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is expressing and highlighting to us the love that he had for the family of the Prophet. So it's beautifully cited that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he has narrated that during the era and the period of Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, during his blessed Khilafat, his blessed Caliphate, with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessed companions, the amazing companions of the Prophet radiallahu anhum conquered Madain, and the spoils of war were brought to Madinatul Munawwara. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu spread out the mats in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif and asked for all the spoils of war to be placed on the mats. The blessed companions radiallahu anhum gathered around to now be given their spoils of war, their portion. First of all, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came forward, stood up and said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me my share out of the possessions, the spoils of war that Allah has bestowed upon the Muslims." And look at the reply, my dear viewers, look at the reply of Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu. He says, "Great respect be upon you." He says, "Marhaba, marhaba, how great you are, how exalted you are, how great respect be upon you, and salam be upon you." And then after saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave 1,000 dirhams to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imam Hassan received his share and he left. Thereafter, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu stood up and asked for his share. And look at the reply of Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu for these two blessed flowers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, "Marhaba, great welcome and great respect be upon you." And he also gave Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Imam Hussein, 1,000 dirhams. Then his own beloved son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, stood up and asked for his share. And he also said, "Marhaba, great respect be upon you." And he gave 500 dirhams to his own son. Remember, he gave 1,000 each to Hassanain Karimain, and now 500 to his own son. Now his own son replied humbly, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen," meaning, "O leader of the believers, I was participating with my war in the battle with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even at that time when Sayyidina Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan were very young," meaning they were young children. "I had participated in so many battles. Instead, you have given me just 500 dirhams, but you've given them 1,000 dirhams." Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the reply is something that we must place within our heart, that we should write on golden plates and implant within our heart. Metaphorically speaking, we should place within our hearts. Look at the overwhelmed devotion of the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar Faruqi Azam, towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and towards the Ahl Bayt. He radiallahu anhu said, "Yes, absolutely. If you want me to give you the equal share to them, then you have to do one thing. I will give you the share on one condition, that go and first bring a father like the father of Hassanain Karimain." Allahu Akbar. Bring a mother like the mother of Hassanain Karimain. Bring a grandmother and a grandfather from both the mother and father side that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentions. Bring like them. Bring the likeness of the grandparents of Hassanain Karimain. You will never be able to do so. Allahu Akbar. Why? Abuhuma fa'aliyul murtaba, whose status, whose father will be like that of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Their father, do you know who their father is, O my son? Their father is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Ummuhuma fa Fatimatu Zahra, Their blessed mother, Hassanain Karimain's mother, is Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of the women of paradise. Subhanallah. Jadduhuma Muhammadun al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their grandfather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is their maternal grandfather. Jaddatuhuma Khadijatul Kubra. Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha is the maternal grandmother. Ammuhuma Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abi Talib is the paternal uncle. Khaluhuma Ibrahim ibn Rasulillah. Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, who is the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is their maternal uncle. Wa khalatahuma Ruqayyatu wa Ummu Kulthumin ibnata Rasulillah. The daughters of Rasulullah, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya and Sayyida Ummu Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, are their maternal aunts. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, a believer's heart is erupting in love and passion after hearing this statement. That look how much love Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam had towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of the link and the attachment and the nisbat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, I would like to now give a summary of today's episode. That truly the devotion that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unique. It was amazing, it's inspiring. It's something that increases our love for this blessed individual. But we must also reflect on our life. How much devotion, obedience and love do we see within our own lives today? How much do we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically? Do we offer our daily salah? Do we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. O raza, for the sake of that blessed individual sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not forget us for a single moment, O Raza, spend your time remembering, spend your every moment in remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something which we must reflect upon. How much do we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear viewers, one final point. How much do we know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we know his blessed parents' names? Do we know his blessed grandfather's names? His great-grandfather's, his blessed ancestry lineage? All the way to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Do we know his blessed family, his children, his blessed wives, the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? What happened in his life? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam like? What did he dislike? What was his beloved actions? Who were his beloved companions? Who were the Ashra Mubashara? Who were the companions? What battles did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam take place in? What happened in these battles? What happened in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam look like? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sound like? What was his speech like? What was his physical appearance? How did he dress? What did he wear? What was his footwear? What was his animals' names? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name his animals? What utensils did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleep? How was the home? How was the food of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How was the daily affairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How was the governmental affairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam look after the companions and the people under his governmentship? Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, my final message is that I encourage you to obtain the booklet Siratul Mustafa, which is the blessed biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the translation is available in English from the Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'at Islami. Please study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and rekindle this love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Teach our children, because it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life which will rectify our children. It is durood-e-paak which will rectify the character of our children. Our children are disobedient today. We must get them to recite durood sharif. The child who recites durood sharif and the child who does not recite durood sharif, you will find a humongous difference between the two in their character. Because of the blessings of reciting salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the character of that child will be further greater. And the child who does not recite the Durood Sharif, you will see he will be disobedient. You will see he will be affected by a lot of problems. So I humbly request, teach your children the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep watching Madani channel, and inshallah, stories and waqi'at and these types of educational points and Islamic knowledge will be given to you at the comfort of your very home. Please try to listen attentively and watch these programs again and again via our Da'wat Islami website and Madani channel, on our official YouTube channel, Madani channel English, and our live transmissions inshallah. And you and your children will inshallah further become more practicing in Islam, and more importantly, we will become more attached to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, may that day come that we will be blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his infinite mercy upon all the viewers of Madani channel, and I pray that Allah gives us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bi jahin nabiy al ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu alaihi Muhammad.
They are the exemplary devotees.